Chapter 1. A Wedding and a Sad Change. Emma Woodhouse was beautiful, clever, and rich. She had a comfortable home and a happy nature, and for nearly 21 years had very little to trouble her. She lived at Hartfield House with her loving father and her dear governess, Miss Taylor. Emma's older sister, Isabella, was married and lived in London, 16 miles away. Their mother died when they were very young, and Emma could not remember her. Miss Taylor was like a mother to the girls, and later, as the years passed, was not just Emma's governess, but her dear friend. By the age of 20, Emma always listened to Miss Taylor's opinion and then did just what she wanted. Then Emma felt her first sadness. Miss Taylor got married. Now she was Mrs. Weston, and Hartfield was no longer her home. On the day of her dear friend's wedding, while her father slept after a quiet dinner, Emma sat thinking. Her friend was going only half a mile from them to a house called Randall's, but having Mrs. Weston half a mile away was very different from having Miss Taylor in the house. "I know that I brought Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston together myself, but now I'm going to lose my only friend," Emma thought. "Isabella won't visit until Christmas, and now it's only October." Emma knew many people in the small town of Highbury, but she could not call one of them a friend. The Woodhouses were the most important family there, and Emma had no equal. Mr. Woodhouse woke up from his sleep. He was an anxious man who was easily worried and hated change.
"Poor Miss Taylor," he cried. "It's very sad that she has gone."
"Papa, Mr. Weston is an excellent man, and we must be happy that he has found a good wife. His first wife died so long ago, and he has been alone since his son was adopted," Emma said. She wanted to help her father, so she was as cheerful as possible. After the wedding, they were both very pleased to have a visit from a neighbour who was a close friend. Mr. Knightley, an intelligent man of 37, was the older brother of Isabella's husband, Mr. John Knightley.
"It's very kind of you to visit, Mr. Knightley. It's so cold and wet. I hope you won't get ill," said Mr. Woodhouse anxiously.
"I'm happy to come, sir. It's a short walk from Donwell, and it's a beautiful night," replied Mr. Knightley. "I want to hear about the wedding. Did it go well? Who cried the most?"
"The wedding was perfect, and no one cried," said Emma cheerfully. "Randall's is so close, and we will meet the Westons every day."
"Dear Emma is very brave, but it is a great sadness for her to lose poor Miss Taylor," said Mr. Woodhouse. "Of course, but Emma knows that her friend now has a home of her own and a good husband to take care of her," said Mr. Knightley.
"And I'm happy too, because I made the match myself," said Emma, smiling.
"You just made a lucky guess," he said, shaking his head at her.
"It was more than luck," replied Emma. "I encouraged Mr. Weston's visits here."
"Two intelligent people, like Mr. Weston and Miss Taylor, can safely manage their own lives. Matchmaking is dangerous, Emma.
I think you will hurt yourself more than help other people, said Mr. Knightley.
Dear Emma never thinks of herself if she can help others, said Mr. Woodhouse, not really understanding. But, Emma, please don't make any more matches. They bring too much sad change to our family circle.
Not for myself, Papa, but I must make matches for other people. I must look for a wife for Mr. Elton, our poor vicar. He has been here for a year and should not be single any longer.
Mr. Elton is a handsome young man and I like him very much, replied Mr. Woodhouse. But if you want to be kind to him, my dear, ask him to dinner.
I agree with you, sir, said Mr. Knightley, laughing. Invite Mr. Elton to dinner, Emma, but allow him to choose his own wife.
During the quiet autumn days without Miss Taylor, Emma did her best to keep her father cheerful. Mr. Woodhouse enjoyed company, but his circle of friends was very small. He did not often leave home and hated both large parties and late nights. Mr. and Mrs. Weston and Mr. Knightley often came to Hartfield, and Mr. Elton was now invited too. A group of three ladies also visited often: Mrs. Goddard, Mrs. Bates, and her single daughter, Miss Bates. They were brought in Mr. Woodhouse's carriage to drink tea and play cards. Emma was happy for her father, but her evenings with these old ladies were long and dull. One morning soon after, a letter came for Emma from Mrs. Goddard, who had a school for girls in Highbury. She wanted to bring one of her pupils to Hartfield, a pretty girl of 17 called Harriet Smith. Emma was very happy to agree. No one knew anything about Harriet's family. She was the natural daughter of a man rich enough to pay for her school, but no one knew who he was. She was very friendly with two young ladies from school, the Martin sisters, and stayed with them in the holidays. The Martin family rented one of Mr. Knightley's farms, and Emma knew that he had a high opinion of them. Harriet was small and very pretty. She was blonde with blue eyes and had a very sweet nature. Her manners are as lovely as her face, Emma thought, when Harriet visited Hartfield. Harriet was happy that someone as important as Miss Woodhouse took an interest in her. During Harriet's first visit, Emma decided that she could help her.
I can teach her, she thought, and introduce her to superior people. Harriet isn't clever, but I need a new friend now that Mrs. Weston is married. There's nothing I can do for Mrs. Weston now, but I can do everything for Harriet.